This is program number LW2619. Well, are you having trouble in your marriage? Hi, this is Larry West. If you are, listen up. Got some suggestions that might help. The largest professional organization in marriage counseling, the American Association of Marriage and Family Counselors, 3,000 members strong, has compiled a list of questions that couples ask marriage counselors the most. There are 10 of them. Let me tell you 5. In-laws. You know, sometimes in-laws act like outlaws. No wonder one of the questions is, how can we keep our parents from interfering with our marriage? You know, today there are many parents who seem to have their fingers in their children's lives. Sometimes it's deliberately. We'd rather believe it's unconsciously. It seems it's especially true when parents and in-laws live in the same town with their children. Sometimes the only answer to the problem is for the kids to just simply get out of town. Of course, the real problem is attitude. If you've started a marriage and your mom or dad or both are interfering, at least to the point where your marriage is suffering, the time is going to come where you're just going to have to gently stand up and take some action. You have started a new home, and for it to last, you've got to move mom and dad out. The Bible says you've got to leave before you can cleave. A second question often asked marriage counselors is this one. Why can't we talk without arguing so much? I guess the biggest problem in marriage is the business of communication. Husbands and wives don't talk to each other. Maybe he retreats in silence. Maybe both give in to arguing. Those are two extremes, but those are what most people do. Neither communicates. You've got to have a time. Listen, when you sit down with just each other, planning to do nothing else but just talk and listen. Talk some more and listen a whole lot more. You don't belittle. You don't make fun. You talk and you listen and you care. You communicate. A third question often asked marriage counselors is this one. Can I ever forgive my spouse for being unfaithful? You know, among us these days, there is a depressing thing happening. It's a fact that one out of every two husbands, one out of every five wives has been unfaithful in their marriages. And that's always a tragedy. We can smile and make fun of it and say that it's all right every once in a while, but when it comes to your spouse, when it comes to your children, it's like death warmed over. It's always a tragedy. And more often than not, your spouse often asks, how can I forgive? Well, really, there are no rules for forgiveness, but one thing is true. Forgiveness is more easily given when you don't just say you're sorry, but you show it. And it's amazing what your marriage can become when you both turn to God to get that forgiveness. Fourth, couples often ask, will counseling help? How much will it cost? Well, counselors believe that just about two-thirds of those who come to them are actually helped. Why not the other third? Well, you've got to want to succeed yourself. Counselors don't pull out a magic wand. They can be a lot of help, but it really depends upon you and your attitude. How much will it cost? Well, counselors in private practice charge from $15 to $60 or more an hour. Expensive? Well, it can be. But divorce? That's bankruptcy. By the way, many churches of Christ have on their staff trained counselors who offer their services free of charge. Check it out. Finally, there are many who ask, do marriage counselors have marriage problems? Some do. Most don't. I can only speak for me and my wife. Making up makes the fight worthwhile. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for churches of Christ, we care. You know, the Bible says to the husband, to the wife, something astounding. It says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. I've written a pamphlet called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. I'd sure like to send it to you. I think it might help. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.